בוקר טוב רבותיי, הנותן ליעף כוח ולאין עונים עוצמה ירבה, says the Navi. And I'll tell you, it was really weird. You know, most of the time I couldn't sleep for the past, since Shabbat, and all that's coming into my head is all sorts of psukim and ma'amari chazal, and I was like, been bombarded by psukim, also onion. Anyway, but that's a good thing. Good to be back. Shtabach Shemo. We're back. The Ramban in Sefer Torah HaAdam that I was quoting before, that Maran quotes in Shulchan Aruch Siman HaShutet, who says that even if it's not for a non-life-threatening illness, you still have to make Birkat HaGomel, is because the Ramban writes, there's a Gemara in Masechet Shabbat that says, Kol HaNofel LaMita, a person who falls into bed and is sick, Ki'iru He'ailahu LaGardom LiDon, it's like in Shamayim, they're putting you on the bench to judge you, and if you get better from the illness, so he says, "V'nimtza zakai," he came out innocent. So Baruch Hashem, I don't know what I did, but maybe Chevre gave me zechuyot to be able to come out innocent. That's the point, because the Ramban says that any time, even if it's non-life threatening, if it's not pikuach nefesh, but every illness has the capability of a person, you know, a person's bedin b'shamayim. וזהו, נגמר, could be. But for that reason, you have to give שבח בהודעה לקדוש ברוך הוא. טוב, we're on the bottom of סמכי. We're talking about the electrolytes. Yeah. I just need a cup, if you don't mind. Yeah, thanks. Ooh. That was a מאור. The flash. Anyway, בקיצור. טוב. So he was talking about being a gavtan and how bad it is. Aval hage'e teshuvato kasha. Ki urgal lachshov shema shehu choshev zo ha'emet ha'yechida. Thank you so much. He says, he's explaining over here why is it so bad to be a gavtan. Because being a gavtan is like being a Democrat. Why? He says, because if you have an opinion, in your mind, that is the only thing that is correct and there's nothing else. There's no... By a Democrat, that's all it is. There's no two sides. It's only this way. Only my way or the highway. Even ad kedekach, even when they contradict themselves. So, elamai, I'm still right because whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. V'chol de'a nigdit lo chashuva be'ainav kelal. Any counter opinion is not chashuv at all. Sherebatuachu sheleolam eino to'eh. He thinks he never makes a mistake. Ki lo yitachin sheyesh mi shetzodek yoter mimenu. Cannot be that somebody else is more correct than me. It's like an isur. Asur liot. Anybody else tzodek. Allah, what do you care? How many times do you see Chachmei HaTalmud, you see poskim rishonim v'achanonim changing their minds? A lot. Why? Hadar hu lechol chasidav. Hadar hu. What does hadar mean in Aramaic? Change. Yeah? Lechol chasidav. To be a chasid. To admit your mistake. Say, okay. Taiti. Bseder. Baiter. Hagaava tmuna kol kach amok benafsho. Velachen hu shavui biyad yitzro hara. Vekashe meod leorero al yedei hayetzer hatov. Says it's so difficult to, you know, get him to switch over to the yetzer hatov. Vekimat she'en lo takana. גם לימוד התורה לא יעזור לו. איי. לימוד התורה, which is the antidote for everything, it's not really going to help so much the gavtan. Why? למשל, כשלומד הלכה ונזכר בהבנה מוטעית שהייתה לו בגמרא, ממשיך לפרש הכל לפי טעותו בשורש הדברים. It says, let's say a person, when he learned the gemara first time, he learned it with a mistaken pirush. And because he's a gavtan, he doesn't accept anybody's, you know, doesn't accept anybody's thing. So now he sticks with his mistake. And then what happens? It comes to halakha. So he says, oh yeah, I remember when I learned the halakha, it's like this. Say, Baba, ma ta omer? Look. וכשמראים לו במפרשי השולחן ארוך שפרשו אחרת, לא יחזור בו, משום שרגיל לחשוב שרק הוא צודק. Let's say they show him, שולחן ארוך, נושא כלים, they say, look, Baba Jun, the poskim don't say like you. So now it's machloket between him and the poskim. So now machloket shkula. I'm saying now he's thinking to himself, I hear, good point. but I'm still right. I'm saying, what are you, Yagavtan? What are you doing? Look at the words of the poskim. No, because he becomes so entrenched in the geinam of gava that he gets stuck. Says ve'af mesugal lachshov shamfarshim ta'u be'avanat ha'sugya shekvar shichna et atzmo shu le'olam eno to'ay. He's already thinking the mfarshim, the achronim, gdolei achronim. Yom ha'shulchan aruch, mishnah berura, v'ze. Say, lo, they have to learn the sugya a little bit better. Are you serious right now? Are you telling me that they have to learn the sugya a little bit better? Ah, he is a gavdan. So he says, "V'lo yitachin sheyisteh me'avanato rishona." So much does he get entrenched in this thing as a result of his gava. You can't talk to the guy. The guy's mamash like furniture. He has a head like a cinder block because of gava. Chazor becha, lo. No, they. Maybe you should go learn the sugi one more time. Then you'll get the clarity. The clarkite. There's a clarkite. The clarkite of your gava. It says, "Umi yeshiyesh bo gava, ve'rotzeh latzet mimidara azo." So a person already suffers from this, and he wants to get out of this rut. Yafsik liot tipesh. First thing is stop being stupid. Yeah. Lachshov shirak hu mevin ve'acherim lo. By the way, he's giving examples in Torah, but there are people like that. They're like serially messed up that in any aspect they always have to be right. They're highly opinionated and they're right and they know everything about every topic and everybody else is wrong. You know what I'm talking about? And as people get older, especially by Amei Haaretz, it gets more and more ingrained. Matase, he says, so stop it. Ela yakir sheyesh acharim shemevinim yoter tov mimenu. First step in disabling gaava is to know that there are other people that know better than you. It's okay. What's wrong with that? Ad sheyitrakech levavo v'yuchal lomar befe mali ta'iti o amarti v'chozrani bi. Until he's able to say, I made a mistake or I changed my mind. Be margin yourself to say that. וגם אם בתחילת דרכו לא יצליח לשנות לגמרי את מזגו, אבל לכל הפחות ידע שהוא עלול לטעות וסופו לבוא אל תיקונו. Even if right now you didn't make a mistake, but understand that you are able to make mistakes, and as a result of making a mistake, you'll come to that realization, and you'll fix it. ומלבד ההפסד הגדול שיש לגאה בינו לבין קונו, יש לו גם הפסד בבין אדם לחברו, שבעל הגאווה חושב את עצמו לגדול ואת חברו לקטן. הוא 100% וחברו 0. ולכן מדבר גבוהה גבוהה. בעל גאווה, besides for his issues with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he has many interpersonal relationship issues also. Because he's always 100% and the other person is always 0. So that's why he's always condescending. You feel many times when people talk to you, they're not talking to you, they're talking at you. You feel that sometimes? You know that that formal, take it easy. Kulanu b'nei shechad nachnu, basar b'nei temuta. We're all yiludei isha, we're all gonna die. That's what it is. So what? This one has a little bit more chokhmah, that one has a little bit more money. As ma? Talk begova einayim. Be anav. Nobody ever lost from being anav. Look at Gedolei Yisrael. Ah, Eze Metikut. With all of their greatness, always quiet, always humble, accepting of people. So that among many Gedolei Yisrael. So he says, ולפעמים יש לו דין רודף ממש, כמו שמצוי בין בעלי שררה שרודפים זה לזה, ואומנם נראה שעושים כביכול הכל בצורה חוקית. Sometimes, I guess, in positions of authority, people can actually be rodfim to get positions from other people, elections or whatever it is, and everything's legal, but they can actually be rotfim. Ach be'ein ha'emet yesham avlot gedolot ad sheniraach otein niskar, aval ha'elohim yivakesh et ha'nirdaf. Yeah, it's a pasuk in Kohelet. Uchshein din lemata yesh din lema'ala. V'sof davar she'anirdaf yeh rodef, ve'arodef yeh nirdaf. You know how it goes? when din is not meted out ba'aretz, what happens is HaKadosh Baruch Hu intercedes, Hashem takes care of it himself, and then what happens? The rodif, the one who chased originally, becomes a nirdaf, other people chase him, and the nirdaf becomes a rodif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates it like that. U'me'echan ha'kol itchil, mima she'echshiv t'atzmo, yotel mechavero. How did it all start? It started because the guy felt he was all, whatever. You're not all that, hakol beseder, there's still, you know masichit, you know well, you know whatever it is that you know how much Torah that there. What is a person mitga'e? You know how much there is out there that you don't know. Just think of it. Don't try to, you know, self deprecate. But at the end of the day, if you need to talk down to your tzara, wow, look at you, mechubad, mentera, vizeh, you know, take it easy. Lev yodeh amarat nafsho. Only we know our own averot. Take it easy. וכמו כן, צריך זהירות גדולה בעניין שתיית יין ומשקאות חריפים, שהרגל זה תחילתו תאווה וסופו גאווה. Ay, ay, ay. Look at his words. He says, drinking. How apropos. ערב ראש חודש. He says, especially drinking. Wine and other alcoholic beverages, listen carefully. He says, תחילתו תאווה. It starts off as תאווה because, oh, I want to experiment, and ends off as gava. You know what that is? I'm not talking about having a little l'chaim on Shabbos, whatever, po v'sham. I'm talking about people who make like a lifestyle out of it, and drinking, v'zeh. Yeah. That started off as tava, but then it kind of avalanched into gava.
Why does it avalanche
into gava? It's not only the drinking itself, it's the lifestyle that it brings with it. You know what I'm talking about? You ever see the lifestyle the drinkers have? I'm not talking about necessarily alcoholics, but drinkers. Hatsi tatsi, spending tons of money on alcohol. Mama, tinid zin anin. Why do you have to spend all that? For what? Why? Because what? When you drink, especially when you drink expensive stuff, high society, gaiva. ואפילו שותה משל עצמו, even if you're drinking yourself, your own stuff. כי ברגע שתזוח דעתו עליו, ירגיש שאין כמוהו ויתפאר במעלותיו, וחכם עיניו בראשו. Especially, the high that you get from drinking, what do you feel? It also gives you a boost, yeah? Top of the world, וזה, gives you a good feeling. Until it wears off and you get, you know, hungover. But that's a different story altogether. אבל זה, אפילו בפורים, drink בקדושה. ולא בגאווה. טוב, רבותיי. טוב. שלום.